Joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, is Newton Girls Volleyball Coach Heidi Holmes. And Heidi, what got you interested in volleyball?
Well, I graduated from Northwest Missouri State in 2003. I was lucky enough to go to Indian Hills first and play volleyball on a scholarship, and then transferred to Northwest and completed my scholarship time there. I came back to Newton and coached under Kim Florkey starting in 2003, and we had a long 11-year run together. At the end of that 11 years, it's about the time my kids were really little. They were getting into their own sports paths and their own sports careers, and the mom guilt was real, to be honest. I felt bad about it, talked to Kim about it. We had a really good group of seniors that year. She's like, if you can go through one more year with me, see these seniors through, you know, I think I'm ready to step down as well. So her, myself, and Amy Allen stepped down after that season. I think we went 26-13 that season. It was a good one to go out on. Took 5 years off. And then around 2019 is when Bob Callahan approached us about possibly coming back and taking the program back over. So Kim right away called me up. She's like, I don't want to do this without you. Is there a possibility that you'd like to do this again with me? And I'm like, sure. Kids were older. Delaney was in middle school at that time. Looking forward and ahead into the program, it was a perfect transition to come back, coach a couple of years under Kim Florkey again, and then ultimately I've taken it over after that. Starting in 2020 is when I believe I took it over.
Oh, glad to have you back. Yes. What is it about coaching that you like?
I absolutely love the game of volleyball. I mean, it's given so much to me throughout my life and throughout my time playing it that I love to see other people enjoying playing it. I love to have the knowledge that I have and pass it along to that next generation. The idea that they can find their love for the game and possibly pass it on to others in the future is also something that I think about. There are things that people do for their communities all over the place, and I truly feel that coaching is one of those things and ways that I can give back to the Newton community for everything that it's done for me.
This year's team, talk a little bit about it, some of the key players.
Going into my key players, all right, I'm going to start with Macy Lampe. She'll be a four-year starter for us. She reached the 1,000 career assists as a junior, which is quite an accomplishment. She's also powerful at the net attacking, so I look for big things from her this season. Chloe Swank is also a four-year starter at the libero position. She may be small, but she's a tough one. People probably seen her on the softball field as well. She just has that grit in her. She's one of those kids that makes plays that leave you wondering how she did it. She's also a big voice. Anytime you're in the gym and you hear somebody yelling mine, it's likely her. Chloe out there that you're hearing on the floor. Delaney Willems is also entering her fourth season playing outside hitter. She plays all the way around and is a primary passer on the court. We're looking for her to be versatile and put the ball down when it is set to her. Something kind of new and exciting, Isabel Rollins is a move-in from Anna, Texas. She's a junior this year. She's a setter, and she really brings a calm to the floor, which is kind of crazy seeing as though she's the new girl that's on the floor that moved across the country to come join us. She's just kind of a laid-back, chill, nothing gets her feathers ruffled kind of kid. She's a great defensive player as well. Lola Rivera, Emmy Gross, and Addie Ratcliffe will bring balance to our offense in the middle and right side positions. Lainey Vanderskel and Sloan Broderson will add depth defensively. Addie Hook returns with valuable court experience as a backup setter. I feel more than confident when Addie steps on the court. She hasn't always had the easiest path with everything going through all this. Sometimes it's hard to sit behind other people, but she comes every day to practice with a positive attitude. She goes out and works hard. And last season, there were so many times when things were going wrong on the court where I literally looked at her in the eye, popped her in on the court. She went out there and executed beautifully. So she's a very valuable person on our team. Last, we have Gabby Bunker and Brooklyn Sterling. They run out of varsity squad. They're ready to be help whenever they need to be called on.
Okay. What sort of goals have you set for this year's squad?
Ooh, goals for our squad. You know, it's one of those things where we have a balance, kind of a equal distribution, you know, of kids who have been out there on the court and kids who are new to the varsity volleyball court. The pace, pace of the volleyball at the varsity level is much faster than it is at any other level, you know. The one thing that I love about these girls, though, is that they're a tight-knit group of girls. They're a positive group of girls. They're willing to help each other out at any time throughout the season. Goals, obviously, I want to build off what we did last year. And even though we have those new people stepping in and some big seniors that have stepped off the court, I do think that they can find that balance. It's just a different type of team chemistry that we have on that court, which is a positive one, where they're playing for each other and they're playing not scared. They're playing energetic. They're playing excited.
You've already had a scrimmage. I talked to you after that. You seem to think the team's off to a pretty good start.
Absolutely. We started off really well here against Linville Soli and against Marshalltown. We head to Johnston this weekend on Saturday, and we have, like, I think about 6 or 7 teams that we play. It's like every 30 minutes we rotate and play a different team, see lots of competition there. I'm looking forward to how that day goes. You get a little taste of playing, and you kind of want to keep them going. You get to this point, we've been going all summer long with open gyms, been through a full week of practice going into our second week, playing the same team, JV versus varsity, JV versus varsity. You start to kind of know each other's tendencies. So once you get that other team on the opposite side of the net, it's just fun to see what the girls would do, what you've worked on, how they take it and put it into the play that they do.
There will be a few little Hawkeye Conference squads up there at that scrimmage. Who are the ones you think are going to be tough in the conference this year?
Everybody. Single one of them. I always say the little Hawkeye Conference is a gauntlet. It really, truly is. The volleyball that is played at this level is insane. I was in the CIML when I was here in Newton. I graduated way back in 1999, and I thought it was tough then. You think, oh, you're rolling to the Little Hawkeye Conference. It's not going to be as tough. As a coach, oh, my gosh. It's amazing. I mean,
surprise, surprise.
Yeah, from top to bottom. I mean, DCG, Norwalk, Indianola, Pella Christian, Oskaloosa. All fantastic volleyball schools. So it's going to be fun to see what we do up against them this year as we step out there in our dual matches with them.
All right. Well, hey, best of luck. Thanks for talking with us. We'll be talking to you as the season goes along.
Absolutely, Randy. Thank you for talking with us.
And as Newton head volleyball coach, Heidi Woolhams.